stated in the Sefer Liba de Hilchasa, it says with regards to Bedikas Chametz, quoting the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Hamid Beis, the Pasuk, Lo Yirlecha Chametz, that we can deduce from here that it says a person is not allowed to see Chametz which is theirs, that the Gemara darshins from this Pasuk, De Shulcha Yata Roeh, Avalata Roeh, Shel Acherim. That a person shouldn't be allowed on Pesach to walk by a supermarket and see a bunch of bread lying in the aisles. It's not an issue to see the bread. The issue is if it's yours. And therefore, the diyuk is of lo yirlecha chametz. It cannot be seen that it belongs to you. Nimsa, therefore, we can find she'im adam mafgir chametzo koidem zmani suro be'er Pesach, that if a person would make ownerless the chametz in which they owned, as soon as you nullify your chametz, you've done bitul chametz, it's no longer yours. And this is what the Gemara says. Technically speaking, midaraisa, for a person will have fulfilled their Torah obligation by nullifying the chametz. Perusho shim ikur din Torah li tzarach elu levatalas the chametz. That's all you need to do is to nullify it. And from that point on, lo yavru lo b'bal yirah, you've no longer violated the ownership of chametz. Din habitul hu masa hefker, because nullifying it means it is hefker, it's ownerless, it's not mine. I have no connection or attachment to it. It was zed dine, effort that's sufficient, shiachshav lo shachametz yotzim rishuso, even though it's still in my home, but it's considered as though it's no longer in my rishus, it's not in my property, because I no longer have any ownership over it. And the question, therefore, is, if we would follow this, it would save a whole lot of Pesach cleaning. All you have to do is just in your heart and your mind feel that I'm nullifying all of my chametz, and that's it. You can just immediately walk into Pesach, and you've no longer violated the prohibition of Bal Yirah Bal Yematzeh. So on this he explains that Amnam Zehu Ikur Din HaDaraisa, this is all according to the Torah law. However, Abul Chachamim Gozru, the Chachamim made a decree, Shebitul Bilvad Lomoyl, that just nullifying it is not enough. And therefore, v'hatzrichu v'nosav l'bitul livdokes kol rishuso. In addition to nullifying the chametz, which we also do, a person also needs to be involved in bedikas chametz, in the search and ultimately destroying one's chametz. L'hotzi mimenu es kol ha-chametz hanimsabo, to destroy the chametz which is there. Because obviously the fact that you find it, it's not enough, because if you find the chametz, you still own it. So therefore, you have to destroy it, and of course, also to nullify it thereafter. The Zahu de'isa b'mishnah, this is what the very first Mishnah, Sachas Pesachim, says, the Orlo Arba Asar, Bodkenes HaChametz or Haner, which we're all familiar that we do Bedikas HaChametz in the evening prior, usually the evening right before Pesach. Now, the reason why did the Rabbanan have to make and spoil our fun? If, after all, we can just nullify the chametz and that's enough, why is it necessary to be involved in this bedika and the bi'ur chametz and destroying it? Just have in our minds that I no longer own it, it's hefker. So there's two reasons that are brought down. One is the reason of the Ran. He says, Mi'achar v'habitl toli b'libu shel adam, that the whole idea of bitl, if that would be enough, we have to understand that it's all connected and tied to our minds, the way that we think, the way that we feel. And therefore, Chazal were concerned that Shema lo yivatal chametz b'lev sholem. Who says that we're really going to do a sincere bittul? Who says that we're going to really nullify it? We could say, yeah, it's hefker. But maybe in our hearts we say, you know what, this is pretty expensive stuff. I'm not really making it ownerless. And therefore, for that reason, it's necessary to actually destroy it or get rid of it or sell it, which is for another discussion. Tosos gives another explanation as to why we're so strict when it comes to chametz, because you can ask, why is it when it comes to eating chametz we're so strict? That bittul is insufficient, that we have to go through this whole process of cleaning, of bedika, and then bi'ur. And we don't find this when it comes to other prohibitions of eating, such as a person's not to eat treif, not allowed to eat chazir. So we don't have all these restrictions around eating pig. So why do we have such restrictions here? So Tosa says a major difference between other isurim and when it comes to eating chametz. Because hoyel the hachametz mutar b'achil kol shana. The truth is, there's nothing wrong today going home and eating some delicious chametz, assuming it's kosher. V'lo b'dili ishminei. And therefore, because of that, since we always eat it 51 weeks a year, so we're not really separating ourselves from it. And therefore, explains Tosus, there's more the likelihood shema yavel achol. Let's say you have this food lying around your house, and your bittel was a true bittel. You really nullified it. Belev of Sholem, with a whole heart. It's hefker, it's ownerless. But then Pesach comes around, and you see a piece of cake lying in your pantry closet, and you happen to take a bite. You didn't do it deliberately, but you eat that cake every single day of the year, so on Pesach you forgot. And therefore, because there's a more likelihood that a person may end up doing this isser of eating, therefore that's the reason why bittel is insufficient. We'll just see one more halacha, because we want to now tie this a little bit into the laws of Erev Pesach, Shecholios B'Shavos, in which there's actually a simin in Shulchan Aruch, which is designated specifically to this particular year, Simen Tav Mem Dalet. So at least we'll see the Shulchan Aruch, and there's much more to discuss, as we can imagine, which we have a couple weeks. Yud Dalet Shechol Yos V'Shabbos, in the event that the 14th day of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, which is this year, Bodkin Le'el Yud Gimel. So instead of course, doing the Bedikah on the 14th, which would be Friday night on Shabbos, which of course we wouldn't do, therefore we have it the night before, or Thursday night. Umavirin HaKol Lifnei HaShabbos, and we make sure that the Bior, all the destruction or the removal of the Chametz, is done before the onset of Shabbos. Misharin Mazon Shtei Seudos L'Tzarech HaShabbos. He says that a person should have enough food in order to have two meals for the needs of Shabbos. D'Suda Shlishis Zman Achar Mincha. And he says, when it comes to Shal Shudis, that should be after Mincha. V'oz Enu Yochol La'asosa Lo B'matzav Lo B'chametz. When it comes to Shal Shudis, which is more tricky, the person cannot eat matzah, and you cannot eat chametz. We cannot eat matzah, because that's already Erev Pesach. There's the minhag not to eat, the halacha not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Some don't eat matzah starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. A person's also not to eat chametz. Well, chametz, elba matzah shira. According to the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo is of the opinion that a person could fulfill shel shudis by eating matzah shira, because according to this opinion, a person should really only have shel shudis, can't have it technically in the morning, even though during this year it may be allowed, but technically it's supposed to be only after Mincha Gedola, after what's called 12:30 on a perfect 6-to-6 day. And therefore matzah shira, or egg matzah, is permissible. The Sarcha Sosa Kodim Shah Asiris. The Shulchan Aruch concludes that a person has to have it before the 10th hour. And the question is, why the 10th hour? So we'll conclude with this idea. Not because it's connected to eating matzah. There's nothing wrong with eating egg matzah on Erev Pesach, according to the Shulchan Aruch. But rather, he says, the mishum ve'elach nafil matzah shira asar lechol kedei sheochol matzah l'te'avon. Because when it comes to the beginning of the first Seder, and when a person is about to eat the matzah, we do not want you to already be full, but rather we want you to enter into the Seder with a little bit of an appetite. And therefore, for that reason, we have to be aware that whatever we're going to do, which we'll discuss maybe next week more in depth, that a person should make sure that their shel shudis is not eaten right before Shkia, but as the Shulchan Aruch says, it has to be at least before the 10th of the 12 hours of a day, in order that a person will be able to begin the Seder with Tiyavon with an appetite.